It's Marketplace Tax for Friday, May 13th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. When you buy something or pick a restaurant online, how much stock do you put in the wisdom of the crowd? Some estimates say between 70 and 90% of online consumers put a fair amount of trust in user reviews. Meanwhile, the economy around paying for fake positive feedback on consumer products, it's going gangbusters. Astroturfing is one name for this phenomenon, and tech review site The Wirecutter has a new piece out about the impact of astroturfing on Amazon. Lauren Dragon is the reporter. Lauren, how do you spot one of these fake reviews?
Look through all of the reviews, and if you see something where you have a large sudden burst of reviews within a really short window of time, like, a week or so, there's been something that's caused those reviews to happen, especially when they're all five-star reviews.
We should acknowledge that this is a little bit of a meta reporting project, right? The Wirecutter does a lot of product reviewing, and The Wirecutter is essentially reviewing the quality of reviews on Amazon, which isn't a direct competitor, but we should just acknowledge that.
The difference is that we're just kind of looking to try to get around some of these overly positive, definitely not real reviews so that we don't take that into account when we do our analysis either.
There seems to be a business that's really grown in this area of paid fake reviews.
The last few years has seen a real rise in it. So many people have become reliant on these crowdsourced reviews in order to vet whatever it is that they're buying. And so in order to keep up, some companies feel as though this is the only way to make the playing field even if they're a small business. The problem is that when they don't disclose that they are giving those products to people for a review, that's when they run into legal issues.
Amazon is working pretty hard to combat this. And as I understand it, Yelp has as well.
Yeah, both of them have. In fact, there's a lawsuit just last month in the Washington Superior Court that Amazon brought against five separate sites that all of them are being accused of having paid phony, basically, happy reviews.
There are companies that are trying to build algorithms that might help to identify these kinds of fake reviews.
There are. In fact, there's one site that's kind of built up a little bit of a reputation called FakeSpot. Essentially, what they said they try to do is find known fraudulent reviewers and then build upon that information to try to vet out other potential reviewers that might be fake.
Lauren Dragon is a reporter for The Wirecutter. Lauren, thank you.
Thanks for having me.
If you've been following the controversy over Facebook reportedly directing editorial staff to pass over more conservative news sources when they're choosing which trending topics to feature for users, I got a new trending topic for you. The company has now published internal editorial guidelines in response to the outcry, 28 pages worth. Facebook representatives say it should provide proof of checks and balances against bias. Behind this controversy is a key point that a lot of the conversation on this topic has missed: the dangers of algorithms that have bias built in and the tricky nature of algorithms working with humans. You can find a piece about that and Facebook's guidelines, yep, at facebook.com/marketplacetech. Hi, Ben Johnson here. Thanks for listening to Marketplace Tech. We give you context on business and technology in your life. Some context on us: we are a nonprofit service and we rely on donations, call it old school crowdfunding. Your gift in any amount will automatically be doubled this month thanks to the generosity of Newman's Own Foundation. We've also made some awesome Let's Do the Numbers Pilsner glasses as a thank you to donators. You can donate today at marketplace.org. Combine the features of Yelp with Tinder to put solo travelers together for activity with the chance for romance, and you have the tech startup Adventurely. Put the CEO of Adventurely, Mita Kerryman, in the room with me at the end of the week with some numbers, and you have the chance for Silicon Valley. So, Mita, are you ready to play the game where we try to stump each other with numbers from the week's tech news? You're shaking your head no, but I know in
no,
your heart
I'm ready.
It's yes.
I'm so ready.
Okay, cool. All right, what do you got for me?
130,000 posts.
130,000 angry Instagram posts related to the change of the logo.
It's the number of Facebook posts that were recently analyzed in a new study, which showed that only 3% of those users were using the new, the engagement like buttons, those new.
Oh, yeah. Turns out people are still just, it's thumbs up.
I love emojis.
Me too. But I feel like on Facebook, I haven't been using them that much. All right. 1.1 seconds.
Okay, was this the Hyperloop thing?
What? How did you do that? That was so fast.
I had to research.
You're good. You're good. Okay, so this is in reference, of course, to Hyperloop One's first public test of the Hyperloop technology we've all been hearing about over these past few years. And on Wednesday, they shot a 10-foot metal sled down a 100-meter track in the Nevada desert, and it took 1.1 seconds to go from 0 to 116 miles an hour. What do you think? Are you like Hyperloop? How do you feel about Hyperloop?
I mean, I'm a native New Yorker, so all about
so
the train.
You're used to it.
I actually really love trains. I love going on Amtrak. So I'm into the idea.
All right. What do you got for me?
12 shows.
The new Netflix original series that is all about the life of Mark Zuckerberg. I don't know.
Well, it is there.
I'm close,
it's
right?
Close.
I'm in the zone.
You're in the zone. Okay. It's for Spotify.
Interesting. Shows. Yeah. So like podcasts,
like,
maybe?
No, like you know how there's...
Like video shows?
What do you... Orange is the New Black, like that sort of like scripted TV shows.
TV shows on Spotify.
On Spotify.
Wow. Can I get Mita's favorite Spotify playlist title or a theme?
It would probably be New Wave-ish.
New Wave-ish. That's good.
From Duran Duran to Tame Impala sort of stuff that tap into the new wave-ish sort of sound.
I like this. Mita Kerryman, co-founder and CEO of the company Adventurely. Mita, thanks for playing along.
Thanks for having me.
And Google has a new keyboard app called Gboard for Apple devices. It lets you do a bunch of stuff without having to leave whatever text you're sending. It's got search, it's got predictive emoji, it's got GIFs, it's also got a user agreement where you sign away access to whatever you type on the keyboard to Google. Not necessarily a user beware, but when you are clicking I agree, you know, user take care. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.